We are live, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, everybody?
This is a brand new show, and we're very excited. We're about to hit you with the intro.
Born from a Harvard student, just had the balls to do it. Born from a Harvard student, just had the balls to do it. Born from a Harvard student, just had the balls to do it. Born from a Harvard student, just had the balls to do it.
Welcome to the first episode of Knickerbocker Avenue. This is your main man, Coach Fa, Queens in the building by way of Jersey.
That's what's up. Long Island and a half. That's where I've been all my life, man. Nowhere else.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know, this is the big money maker, Danny B of the Morning Drive. Bang, bang.
What's up, man? Yo, but I got to give you credit, man. You're the OG. You started it out. I went on a pod the other night, and they introduced me as, like, the guy that's, you know, done more Morning Drive videos. And in my head, I'm just thinking, like, oh, man, like, I can't. And I never had a spot to say nothing, dude. Like, you know what I mean? So I got to give my credit to you, dude. I honestly had no idea that you were doing it. As soon as I put it out, you know, I started checking everything out on Nick's Twitter, and I seen your videos. So I can't not give you credit, brother.
I appreciate that, bro. And, it's a good vibe, man, because – I got folk on Nick's Twitter, you got folk on Nick's Twitter, and when they found out we were coming together, that was kind of really cool. The reactions yesterday were kind of very cool. I enjoyed that.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Absolutely. It's been incredible, dude. I back in the beginning of the year, like early January, I had been in, you know, contact with somebody that had, you know, Corona, so I had a quarantine for 2 weeks. And that's kind of when I really jumped into Knicks Twitter. I've always been on Twitter and, you know, followed the Knicks and stuff, but I never went hard into the Twitterverse. So that's really when I started diving in, following people, checking out people's pods and, you know, like Knicks Film School content. Right. Shouts to them. I'm always paying attention to that.
So. I got started with them too, is Knicks Film School. Big shouts to Mac Green and them.
Hell yeah, dude. They're always doing their thing. I love their content. So that's really when I started paying attention. And then like a month ago, I was just driving to work, and I'm like, I don't know why I wouldn't talk. That's all I do is, you know, talk about Knicks, so why not? So I just threw it on, and I just started thinking to myself, you know, like, what kind of content do I consume the easiest? You know, I don't know about you, but I barely have time. So for me to be able to, you know, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, right, it's just so much easier. You know, I could get, you know, 15 minutes in like a pod on my way to and from work, you know, but it's just tough to consume content, you know, balance time, you know, home life and Knicks fandom, you know, that doesn't stop. So, you know, what's that like for you, dude?
Pretty much the same, man. It was like, I felt the same. Okay, when I started my actual show, The Candid Corner, I started that a couple of years ago, and the shows weren't more than 15 minutes for the whole show.
Right, okay.
But for the same thing, I wanted to get my thoughts out. I wanted to get some quick content in and out. You know what I mean? Nothing too laborious for people who couldn't necessarily sit for an hour or two or three, you know?
Yep, so, exactly.
And for me, I'm always commuting, so I'm in the car. I always playing my music, I'm singing, I'm rhyming, I'm wilding out in the car.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
You know, I would listen to the radio shows talk their Knicks stuff, and I hated it, and I'd always find myself arguing them in the car. So one day I was just like, you know what, let me put this camera on. Let me just tell people how I feel directly, you know, and it just went from there. So trust me, I understand. We are the Knicks Drive.
Yeah, dude. Seriously. And it's crazy. The amount of, first of all, the response that I got was unexpected. You know, like I threw it out there and just figured I'll probably never do that again, you know, and there was just so much love. And I mean, right away, dude. So I figured I'll put a second one out, and I'm the kind of guy that's like, you know, I'll take it one step at a time. Same approach that I have with the Knicks. And, you know, second video did good, third video. And so just more and more people reaching out. You get people, you know, from the Netherlands, from the UK, from Australia, from obviously all over the States. So it's just, it's incredible how far the reach goes, you know, and I appreciate everybody that shows the love. Yeah, it's insane. Shouts to Fraz on that, man.
Big shouts to Fraz on that.
Fraz is the man, dude. I haven't talked to him in a little bit. We Zoomed a couple weeks ago, had a great conversation. I haven't had the chance to talk to him again since, but, you know, we keep in touch on Twitter. He's awesome. Definitely
shout out to Fraz. My condolences to his family, too.
And Nick's UK, all their pods, man. All those guys are great. Martin, Cal, there's a bunch of great dudes out there. Scott. So it's all, even, you know, guys in Germany. I got DJ always putting content out. I don't know if you've seen him. Shouts to him. There's just a lot of guys out there. I can't not shout out Jay. JN Knack, if you don't know him on Twitter. Jay's a real cool cat. Alex showed me plenty of love. Nick Central, I'm sure you've seen that.
Oh gosh, Nick Central, that is my dude, man.
There's so many good guys out there. DP, you know, I hate doing this because there's so many State, and I forget, you know, exactly, listen, man. Shouts to State.
I mean we can do this all day. Nick's Twitter props all day.
Yep.
I know one thing. I know Nick's Twitter and the rest of Twitter and the rest of the NBA world is waiting for our views on what went down last night. So let's jump into the first half.
All right, kick it off, brother. You start it, and we'll bounce back and forth. You know, it's the first show, so we'll check out the flow.
I hated the first half. We couldn't hit nothing. We were looking like the last couple of games, and I was unimpressed, period. Yeah. Now, when we start letting the other team shoot all those shots, for some strange reason, our defense seems to go to the wayside. And our defense is like a top five defense. It's we kind of should, yeah, it's nuts. So
floppy.
And then we end up, we let these guys who I feel like we could have closed out early, we let them start feeling themselves, and then they start thinking they can win. Yep. That's what happened with Minnesota.
Yep, 100%. This was a winnable game from the get-go, and we just came out the gate flat, you know. The only good thing about that beginning of the game was seeing Peyton actually shoot decent. And yeah. You got to give him the credit. He hit the shots. I think he had 12 points yesterday. So the good thing is that Tibbs actually utilized him at the right points and pulled him at the right points. He didn't overextend, you know, the time, which we've seen be detrimental to our play. Even though it didn't matter, we shot so poor in the first half anyway. The only saving grace was that I think we hit all of our free throws in the first quarter alone. That was 7-for-7 from the line. So little things, but overall, the defense was just horrendous. We didn't have any. They got whatever they want. They really did.
Yes, they did.
And now, we weren't shooting good either. Randall wasn't hitting nothing either in the first half.
He is our engine, and when he doesn't go, we struggle.
Yep.
That's what it is. And it's funny. My wife, when the game started, first thing out of my mouth was, "Oh Lord." I was like, "What's wrong?" She's like, "His hair is out. When is he going to get up and braid his hair? Somebody should braid his hair while he's sitting on the bench."
He had it shaped up, though. I don't know if you noticed, but it was cleaned up a little bit.
It was cleaned up. But I'm sorry. Braided Randall is better than fro out Randall. So come on, man.
Nick's Twitter, that's a fact. If you go on there, nobody will argue with you there.
Not at all. Not at all.
You know?
But I said it in one of my candid minutes in the morning, and next thing you know, folk did a poll on it that afternoon.
Yep, it's insane, man. Everybody wants Randall and braids. But you know what? On top of that, when Randall's not hitting shots, RJ has to be, you know, and that first half, he didn't get his points until I think the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, he
got a layup in the last minute, and that was his first 2 points of the game. So when those two aren't clicking and getting nothing, obviously we need the bench. The bench actually did put up some numbers, and the fouls that we got in that first half really kind of screwed us. We had our whole bench in, dude, with 4 minutes left, I think, in the first half, the whole bench.
Yeah.
And they played well into the second, into the third quarter also.
I'm actually going to get into that right about now.
Perfect timing, man.
Yo, you know, this is what we do, brother.
Yep.
So the second half, the bench outplayed the starters the entire game, just like you say.
Yep.
The bench. I mean, did you see Obi's put back? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It was beautiful. And the alley-oop from Quickly to Obi, I like when those two young guys connect, because Quickly sometimes doesn't connect with folk too tough.
What about that dime that from Rose? I mean, just...
Oh, thinking. My. That bounce pass was exquisite. I mean...
It was so nice. And you got to give credit to Obi for finishing it. You know what I mean? Because how many times do you see those passes go unfinished because it is just the timing is, you know,
Obi, he controlled it, put it right in. Looking. He is always looking for that pass.
Yeah, you're right.
It's never like he runs, because he's always running down the court with vigor. Always. Yeah. You never see him. Yep. You never see him go slow. He's always going 100 down the court. Yep. And he's always looking back when he goes. He's always searching for the ball. So it's good. And I believe he got the game and missed him. So if that Derek recognized him, and he definitely went back.
Coach, you're cutting in and out a little bit.
I just noticed that my voice started acting, but it looks like it's back.
Yeah, it's not horrible, but it's definitely broken up a little bit.
Yeah, unfortunately, my unstable with the internet, which is probably what's going on with the weather in my area.
Gotcha. Yeah, I hear you, man.
Unfortunately, there's some things I can, there's some things I can't control, but...
Yep, no, but it looks to be good now. It seems pretty stable.
Right on. So, pretty much what I saw was the bench saving our butt. And then I saw the coach understanding that and leaving them in.
Yep.
When they brought the starters back out, the starters still weren't really cooking by the end of the third quarter. So by fourth quarter, he put the bench back in, and the bench kept this game.
Tibbs made the right adjustments last night.
Yes, he did.
And to build on what you even said, I don't know if you caught it. I'm sure you did. The last 3 or 4 or 5 seconds or however much was left, maybe a little bit more, but he put Frank in,
you know,
just for the defense. I've been waiting for this for the last 3 games. Just for him to show me that he's thinking about inserting key players at certain moments, because you could do that so much more. Knox is on the bench a lot of the time. When we need points, why not throw him in for just a minute, 2 minutes, and just see if he gets – doesn't make it, pull him right back out. But you got to try. You know what I mean?
And then go sit back down. Put Frank in. I wish they put Frank in against the Nets on Kyrie a couple of times.
Same thing.
To make his life a little bit more difficult and less comfortable. Because although, I got to say, for the most part, there were a couple of times where Alfred, like the one time when he called off the double team, that was a mistake. But the rest of it, he was giving him the business. You got to believe that. You know,
no,
so I can't hold on to the one where he did the wrong when the whole rest of it was actually D'ing him up tight. But Kyrie just went off.
Yep.
You know, some guys are literally superstars in this league, and you just kind of got to chalk that up. You know, I still feel like we should have won that game, though.
Oh, we definitely should have. That's the problem with having our team be as good as they are right now, is that every game is winnable. So when we play a team like we did last night and we come out slow, and then we have to work from behind the whole game long, and then you see how we win anyway. It's insane, because if we were just playing our game right from the gate, and what I mean by that is just
it wouldn't have been in the ball game in the first place.
No, 100%. The intensity has to be there. I just don't understand. I mean, you know, that's our number one offense is the defense. So come out from the gate playing with insane intensity. And we've seen them do it, so we know it's possible. You know what I mean? I would just love for them to do it. And before this game, I said it on the last morning drive, one of the pods I was on the other day. The last 3 games that we've had before last night, we've played so much more of a complete disciplined game, where only the costly mistakes that we've had, and it was a handful of them, led to the detriment of the game. you know? And so last night kind of was disappointing to me because in that fact, we kind of took a step back and we didn't play that complete disciplined game like we had been. We kind of played down to their level, and I don't like seeing that. I would really like to get back, you know, tomorrow night against the Raptors where we left off before last night's game.
Agree. I 1,000% agree with everything that you just said.
Yeah, it's tough, now, man. It's been tough.
It is. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, quick commercial break, because I'm known for my commercial breaks.
That's cool, man. I'm with it. I'm with it.
And when we get back, we're going to talk game reaction, and then we're going to talk the next game against the Raptors.
Definitely, man. Let's do it.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this.
You want your floaters to float. You want your three-pointers to splash. You want to make an impact your rookie year. You got to use this new cologne, Emmanuel number 5. That's that New York-ish. Chanel, Emmanuel number 5. This is how New York does it, baby. At stores near you, or at every single Knick game, go watch, go enjoy. This is what it is. Say it with me. Emmanuel, number 5.
That was great, dude.
Knick show, Knick commercials.
You can't post it on Knick's Twitter because people really buy it. Like myself, like I'm bad with that, man. Like I made a post yesterday about those Pumas that I copped. They're like XL, Sky, New York City, whatever they're called. They're dope. But I saw somebody on Easter post it, and I'm scrolling through reading the comments, and I see the link for it, and I clicked it right away, and before I knew it, I already hit buy, and I got the email, and I was. But I'll tell you, man, they came yesterday and they were pretty fire. They definitely are fire. So I'm looking forward to rocking that, you know. I can't wait to get back to the Garden. I really can't.
Same. I'm really, really looking forward to it. My wife got her first vaccine shot. I'm waiting for the VA to tell me when I could get mine so that we can just go and not have to worry and all of that. Exactly. And not have to worry about infecting or poisoning somebody else. You know what I mean?
100%, man. Y'all gotta stay safe out there. And real quick, shout out to Dolan J. Trump. I don't know if you've seen those masks. Speak on it, bro.
We're going to have some Dolan J. commercials, too, because, he's got the masks out. He's got the hats. He's doing his thing. And he's eviscerating everybody that slanders Knicks Twitter and the Knicks. I love Dolan J., man. He rocks.
Great account. Definitely a great account. If you're not following him, throw him a follow. You'll find him on there if you're searching
Knicks
Twitter.
You'll find it. Make the Knicks great again.
That's the best part, man, is we really did. You know, I mean, we really weeded the Garden, and I just love it, man, for the whole front office, Rose, all the way down. And it's just a great staff. You know, it's sad to see Woody go, but I'm sure
it's sad, but great.
Oh, 100%. He deserves it. All the credit in the world. Definitely. Definitely does.
I
mean,
we notice him. I could tell in the offense that he's gone. I could tell.
Everybody. I mean, if you're a Knicks fan and you've been paying attention to detail, you definitely notice.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Yep.
You know. So, but I think we'll plug it. You know, and get back to it at some point. You know, I just think it's the long haul of the season. I think certain guys are still finding their fits. Quickly last night, I think pretty much broke through that rookie wall, that little bit of a rookie wall that we've seen him hit. And I don't even really think it was a rookie wall. I just think that this team has been excelling at such a rate where every single piece has been picking up, you know, slack and breaking out. So throughout the season, you're really finding the team figure each other out in different fashion. And I hit the key word right there, fashion, man. I'm rocking it also. Got to give shouts to RJ Barrett. Big last two games.
His game last night is why we won.
Clutch. He has killer instinct, man. Clutch. I love it.
Oh, I love it, dude. When he gets into his little attitudinal beastie mode, yo, I loved it.
Yeah. That emoji that they have with the smoke out the nose is like RJ in an emoji, like straight up. I love
it. I mean, and again, he is going to be our next all-star.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
I mean, he keeps this up and just keeps elevating and growing his game. Dude, I'm not really worried.
Nothing tells me he won't. He doesn't get hurt. Knock on wood. I'm knocking on wood for all of us.
Same here.
It's just amazing the growth that he's shown from the little bit of the season that we had last season. I think we played something like 50 something percent of the or I forget what it is, some 50 to 70%, I can't remember the number, but of games. But you know, his growth through that this season alone, it's just amazing. I mean, those free throws last night, he knocked those were big free throws. He did the same the game before. There was two free throws at the end, he knocked both of them down. And I'm sure you remember, because Knicks fans don't ever forget anything. People were talking about his free throw shooting, you know, a little while ago. I guarantee by this time next season, it's going up at least probably 10%.
Oh, well, it's already gone up 15 from last year because he was terrible.
And I'm saying 10 more.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%. He's going to be a beast.
RJ's a beast, and he's going to continue to be a beast. And so for me, I had a discussion on Twitter that Julius is or isn't a franchise piece, and I think he is. I think he's turned himself into one. If he did this performance on Charlotte or a different team and we were looking at him in free agency, we'd swear up and down he was a franchise guy.
Oh, definitely.
The fact that he's already ours is why we don't look at him as such, and that's not the right answer.
Absolutely. And listen, you see people all the time talking about he's not a number one option. And I'm okay with that. I get that. You saw him hit the jumper last night. That didn't go down. We still ending up tying it. Thank you to RJ for that and going to overtime. But it's just he's absolutely part of the core. You build around him. You build around RJ. You try to keep Mitch at a reasonable price. You obviously look to upgrade other pieces. You know Rose isn't forever, but you keep him as long as you can. There's certain people, I would love to keep a Burks or a Reggie. They're both, I mean, they're great pieces. Of course, you want to upgrade at some point, so maybe you got to let one of them go. But I mean, as a team collectively, you know what we have to build around, and you know what pieces are a little bit more likely to go than others, you know, and RJ and Randall are clearly, you know, part of that core 2, 3, 4, whatever you want to say, you know, cause you could throw Quickly in there, obviously. Mitch, everybody, you know, for the most part agrees on, you know, although I see the argument
honestly
out of it, but
him being out. And as out of his mind as Nerlens Noel has been playing, and as brilliantly as Taj Gibson, you can still feel it. And the way you look at it is, when we have Mitch back and at full capacity, our defense is infinitely better.
Oh, 100%.
It just is. Yep. It just is. You know, to be able to have a weapon like Taj Gibson and not playing because you've got Mitch and Nerlens doing great things, dude, that's a plus, not a minus.
Yep.
So
I agree.
My thing is, you know, and the thing is, they, as the organization, hasn't really set Mitch up on his offense yet, but I do believe he has some. But
yeah,
everything
I think so.
Has to go in steps, and they needed to get RJ and Randall cooking because that's the core as far as our offense. They needed to make sure he's cooking on D, but next year, I guarantee you, you'll see a Mitch jump shot, and you'll see Mitch scoring more closer to 10 points a game type thing.
Yeah.
I
want to see him getting a hook. I definitely want to see him, you know, develop a
nice little hook. I don't need him to have a three.
No, me neither. I agree. And
but
you know
that
what?
That hook. Yes.
Yep. The double-double that you just hit on, too, is I wanted to touch on that. I'm glad that you said that because – even during the Fizdale years and the Mike Miller, you know, obviously that whole part, he still look at what he did. He was still on pace to eventually get to, you know, 10 and 10 pretty much a game reliably.
Yes.
You know,
he
obviously he set the record for, you know, shooting percentage. Right. So he's doing big things. And I feel like in that respect, he took a step back this season, but it was to focus more on his D.
Mm-hmm.
And we see what it's done. You know, the rebounding has been huge when he's there. He's a big presence in the paint on both ends. Exactly. I really want to see him put it together and become that package. And I think once he does, I think he's absolutely part of the core. Between him, IQ, Randall, RJ, I think we're pretty much set. You know, and the rest of the team, obviously, the pieces, we all know what we need to upgrade. I can't wait to see what we do in the offseason. I don't think that they're going to go too crazy because of the chemistry and the fit, and you want to keep as much of it as you can, but they're definitely going to look to upgrade, you know. Oh. That's for sure, without a doubt, even if they have to spend.
Point guard, small forward.
Agreed.
That's where we
absolutely
need. Definitely. And, I mean, we don't – having a quote-unquote Kawhi would be awesome, but I don't know if we need that. If we can get a really solid three and a point guard that can finish when going to the paint and get me at least 8 assists per game, I need an assist point guard more so than a scoring point guard, because yep. We got guys that can hit shots, but they got to be put in the right place to do it.
Totally agree. I wish Rose was a little bit more reliable on, you know, in terms of health. I hope that he gets there, because
well,
I really
also
think
an older cat too.
Oh, so absolutely.
Him,
and I agree.
He's not our starter. He shouldn't be the starter.
No, but I feel like right now with our roster, he definitely could be and should, you know, at some point. If he was reliable and healthy, perfect world. Perfect world. He definitely, because he's that guy. I think with the assists that he does, brings a big part to it. The energy that he brings out, you know, last night you saw Peyton pick up two fouls in the first three minutes, right? Rose came in.
No, they both did.
Right. But Rose came in first. And I feel like we really started picking up a flow to our offense once he did. So I would like to see him, that's from the get-go, you know, because we're talking about the slow start earlier, you know. So I just think it would be a little bit more of a reliability, you know what I mean? Use Elfrid in the backup role.
But you know, based on Tibbs, that's not what he's doing.
Oh, I know. And I agree.
I feel
perfect
you on
club.
That.
That's
but at
what
the
I
same
like
time, I feel like if Rose started, we would have more continuity in the start, but he'd play less minutes in those quarters as well. And can Eifert, however you say his name, can that dude facilitate the second unit and get the younger guys cooking?
Right.
You know, that's my issue, is if you start Rose, yeah, our starters might have some more oomph, but then we're going to lose it at the pinch.
Right.
And at least
I
with the
you.
Starters, we've got guys that if Elf ain't cooking, they can still create their own shot. You
right.
know what I mean?
I hear you. I just feel, and I'm trying to play a little devil's advocate here. You know what I mean? So say we do go that route, you know, Rose does start, you know, and say now, just say the game starts off a little differently. Now it's not so sloppy. We have a little bit of a flow offensively. Mm-hmm. You see Rose's defensive intensity, right? Quickly's known to come off the bench and also provide that type of a spark, you know? So maybe alongside
he should be a two guard.
Elfrid. Yeah. And you see, I agree with you. And I feel like you see that he's kind of figuring that out. You know what I mean? I think that's why you've seen the minutes high, you know, compared to the points that he's putting up as of recently. Although last night, you know, he put up 20 points, finally again, broke through that wall a little bit. But I think that's, again, going back to what I was saying earlier, is people trying to find their fit on this team still in different points of the season, because everybody's finding their fit in different times. So it's kind of forcing everybody else to rise to the occasion, because the whole team's playing at a different level, you know.
End of the day, unfortunately or fortunately, however we want to look at it, he's going to play. You know,
what was that? It broke up right as you were saying it. I missed what you said.
Peyton is going to play. That's
absolutely.
It's just what it is. So for me, I've kind of resolved to the fact of that. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Whether I like it or not is irrelevant. It's not mean to the
I'm
conversation.
Totally with you.
Because that's what Tibbs is going to do.
Any hardcore Knicks fan at this point should to me, Tibbs is so predictable, like so predictable. I could tell you exactly if you ask me what's going to happen in the game and you give me a given situation, I'll tell you exactly what I think Tibbs is going to do. And 90% of the time you see it happen. I'll be screaming at the TV, take this guy out. 2 seconds later, you see
he takes the guy out.
Yeah. So you kind of see and you know the rotations, you know who's going to start who's available. And he doesn't really sway from that too much. So I'm 100% with you. You know, I totally see that, and I get why he does it. I totally do. Mm-hmm. Again, I like to play the devil's advocate.
I hear all the cacophony noise about all of our fans disliking certain things about the point guard situation, and trust me, I get it. But trade deadline came and went. Free agency period came and went. Buyout period came and went. And they stood pat. So that tells me that that's something they're going to address in the offseason, and they didn't want to mess with the chemistry during the season.
Yep, I agree.
Totally and I agree. Think they learned from the chemistry issue that happened with Austin Rivers when they brought Derrick Rose. Because I don't really think they intended to alienate any of the players that wanted to come to the team. But, you know, when they brought Rose, Rose consistently did what Rivers was supposed to do consistently.
Yep. And there was a lot of hype. There was a lot of hype around it too. And you see, Rivers is on social media. You know, you can't forget the fans, the fans are all over it, but the players are also there. You know, I'm sure people are Googling their names, on Twitter, everybody's looking at it, so you see it. There was a ton of hype when Rose was coming in. So I'm sure even if you don't admit it, it still probably makes him feel a certain way inside. You know what I mean? And
then the fact that he fell off the wagon at the same time. Austin had that great game against Utah and then kind of vanished. It had a bunch of 2 and 4 point games.
He had Knicks fans coming up with nicknames for him and Quickly.
Yeah, and then by the end of the second week, there was no more nicknames.
Right. Right, exactly. And then Quivers was gone. Nowhere to be
found. Grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So real quick, we're going to talk real quick, transition to the Raptors, and then we'll wrap it up. Because, again, we're trying to do half-hour shows, keep it in.
Definitely. Let's do it.
Get it out and get back to next Saturday for the people then. We're going to beat the Raptors.
100%. I'm with it. Let's go. They've been struggling all season. I mean, they have spurts where they're finding their grooves, but we play our game. We're in every game.
Exactly.
And, I mean, we prove it to ourselves. We prove it to our fans. We prove it to the media, even though we see that we keep getting disrespect nonstop. That'll stop. It takes time. It takes time to change the culture. We're doing it inside, and it's happening. It just takes time for everybody to really recognize it, So I definitely think we have a shot against Toronto. I think we need the win because there was a couple wins that we didn't pick up in the last week. So I really think that we can and we need it. So what do you got, man? What are your thoughts?
Oh, like I said, we should definitely beat them. If we don't, I will be disappointed.
Yeah, me too.
And everyone know that I would be disappointed because my Monday video will reflect my disappointment.
Yeah, but you can come check out mine after that and just kind of relax. But definitely go back to coaches then, after it again and get the rest of the frustration out because it'll be there. But that's not going to happen. Knocking on wood again, that's twice in one video.
Yeah,
we're getting that win. Let's do it, Let's keep rolling.
And go ahead.
No, real quick. I was just going to say it's crazy because the East is so tight. We were just tied with the Heat 2 weeks ago. Now you see where they're at in the stack. Same thing with the Celtics. Now you see, So we could do it. We just got to build on the wins. So let's get it.
And the Heat we should have beat and Boston we should have beat. And we should still be in the fourth seed right now.
Right. And that's telling, man. That's how this team's playing.
Here's the one thing that I got to say, and this is what I was going to allude to a few minutes ago. Knicks fans, I understand, trust me, because we talk about this almost every day. I understand how we see this team. And it's almost as if we're seeing it bubble, like this is the team. We forget all about what they looked like last year and the year before.
Yep.
All of a sudden, now we every game is a must win, and we got to do this, and we got to do that, and we can't hit the lottery, and we got to make the. But calm down. We won 21 games all of last year.
Yep.
All. The entirety of last year, 21 games.
And we still got 21 left this year. Exactly.
We lost 40-plus games last year. We are still learning how to win, but the needle is grooving and moving. It is.
Yep.
But we can't expect them to be contenders this year when they just got good this year.
Right.
You know. We need this offseason, and Obi's going to be absolutely fine. I am not worried about Obi Toppin at all.
I agree with you.
Being a buck about it, I'm not worried about him. He is going to be A-okay.
I think so, too. And he's got time. He doesn't have to pop out right now. Right.
I mean, quickly popped out, but great. Rookies sometimes pop out and then fade in their second and third years.
Yep.
I want steady progression for all the All-Rooks to become what RJ is becoming. And, dude, I will say this. If it was any other coach other than the so defensive-minded coaching of Tim, Knox would be getting more burned because his offense is there.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I would love to see him be popping there. Yeah, so no, absolutely. That's why
when
you know,
he
that's
gets
why
that, said. We grooving.
Yep.
You know, don't give Kevin Knox, people, he's only not playing because his defense is not honestly, his defense isn't as good as Burks and Bullock's defense. But his offense is right there. I trust his three-point shot without thinking. I trust that three-point shot. That joint is milky.
Yeah, he finally found it, you know, and he's been working on it for a while. So I would really like to see Tibbs go to that. You know, when our offense is a little slow, like I said, pop him in for a minute. Just give him a shot. If it's going down, leave it. If not, pull him right back out. We have such a plug-and-play system. Why not?
I agree 1,000%. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all dug what we threw down for you today.
Absolutely. I had a lot of fun, man. I don't know about you, but I had a great conversation.
I had a ball, number one. Number two, talking with you was great. You're freaking awesome, man.
Nah, I appreciate that, dude. I definitely do, and I feel the same. The feeling's mutual, definitely.
So this is going to be a fun little joint. And, hey, if we make the playoffs, y'all come here for Knickerbocker Ave because we are going to be all in on that.
Saturdays, noon.
Saturdays, every Saturday noon. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's throwdown. Look forward to next week's. Let's get busy, baby. Let's go Knicks.
Peace.
Y'all take care. We out. See you next Saturday.
Later.